time to switch gears from politics and hit the open road, whether you drive on the right or the left. So buckle up, check your mirrors, and hit the gas. It's time for Burning Rubber with Legati and the Car Doctor.
Hey, how are you? Welcome. This is AM 950, 100.3 FM, and one of my favorite times of the week. That's right. The car guru, the man of all knowledge of petroleum and rubber. How are you, my friend?
I am good. How are you doing, my friend?
I can't complain, and no one will listen anyway.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah. Right. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I heard you earlier talking about how long I've been around Salem Radio. This Saturday coming up will be my 13th year at Salem Radio.
How do you get it? Let me guess, did you get a watch or anything? I mean, did they give you a golden microphone? I want to know.
Yeah. When I get it, I'll share it with you, whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, again, so, I think a microphone is pretty personal, you can keep your own.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, I don't, but I'd like to get one myself. So.
Yeah, and as I looked back, it's been 26 years that I've been answering people's car questions on the radio in one place or another, so.
Oh, yes. And now you worked at another station, begin with W?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple of that began with W's. Yeah.
All right. All right. So, again, Mr. John Paul, I've been seeing your tweets and I saw your picture. What was it? That Kia.
Oh, the Kia Telluride.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You got so much, sorry to use this pun, mileage out of those posts. People are really liking this thing.
Yeah, that is one of the most talked about and asked about vehicles that I have seen in a long time. At some point you got to think, hey, people going to get tired of SUVs? No, not in the least. And last week when you asked me how much is the Telluride going to cost, and I said it would probably start in the mid 40s, I was way off. Fully loaded, everything in it. Low 40s. It starts in the mid 30s.
And again, to be honest, John, in this neck of the woods, in all the way down in New York where you know your AAA carries you, you definitely need something with four wheel drive around here, because yes, we have what? April, May, June, July, August, September. But after that, 4 or 5 months, 7 months out of the year, the weather's horrible here. I mean, you know what I mean? It could be slippery, it could be snowy, it could be rainy. I mean, it's – so you need something.
It is – you're right. It is sort of – we are stuck in that sort of two seasons, winter and the other time.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at it. It's May 1st, and it's, cloudy and 51 degrees. I mean –
I'm going to go hang out with the Silver Fox.
Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you, he's got it right. Right now, I guess he's smoking an Ashton cigar, sitting on the lanai looking at the Intercoastal – in shorts.
Doesn't sound bad to me.
Right on. Hey, listen, so this Telluride, you liked it, you saw it, you put your hands on it.
I put my hands on it, I saw it, I talked to the marketing guy from it. It's V6 powered, it's about 300 horsepower.
Okay.
300 horsepower, not bad for the vehicle.
No.
Decent fuel economy, third row seat that you can actually put people in. It's about the size of a Ford Explorer, maybe a little bit bigger.
Oh.
Pretty decent vehicle all the way around. I only drove it a little bit. I'm waiting for a long-term test drive on it, spend a little bit more time in it, see what it's like. But overall, I would say Kia did well with this. Mm-hmm. And what they did is they actually went to their design crew. It was designed in California. It was built in the United States. And they built it for the American audience. Their audience, when they built this, they weren't thinking of, we're not building it for Europe. We're not building it for Asia.
Right.
We're building it for America. And they actually used some designers from the California design studio and some engineers that they got from either BMW or Porsche. So pretty well put together vehicle. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out in the end. But right now, first impressions are, it looks like a winner.
All right. Well, again, I also found out something. And again, since you've been on my program, I have spent more in repair of my cars than I would care to like. So my daughter, you know, we had that horrible rainstorm on Friday evening.
Yep.
Her being a rookie driver, let's say, misjudged and backed up a little bit into a tree, you know, and it cracked the back taillight on the glass. You know, not glass, plastic, whatever
plastic,
it is.
Yeah.
So naturally, I took it down to my guy, Honest Abe, and the Honest Abe says, leave it here. It was a Saturday. He says, leave it here. He says, let me make some calls. Now, unbeknownst to me, I didn't even think of this, but to save a couple of bucks, because this car is an 06, so, I mean, it is a, you know, her first car and, you know, whatever. It's an older car. Used parts. Now, to me, that used to be a junkyard in my day.
It used to be, call them automobile recyclers.
Right. But I, you know what? I'm telling you, saved me a ton of money. So, again, maybe when somebody goes in for repair on some type of pot like that, and the car, they just want to, you know, get back into nice shape, not like brand new, you know, go for the used parts. It saved me a ton of money.
And it saves you money.
Yep.
You're recycling. So if you want to be somebody who's, if you want to be green or you want to save some green.
So I hug the tree? Is that what you're telling
me? You can hug a tree if you want.
I didn't.
You know, while you're there, you can hug a tree. But if you can, especially when it's something like a taillight lens or something like that, the good thing is you're buying the original part.
Correct.
That's, as opposed to going sometimes aftermarket. Aftermarket, there's really good aftermarket and there's really crappy aftermarket.
Right.
And if you're buying them online, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. But you know if you went and say this thing is a
Nissan.
Nissan. So at least you know you're getting factory Nissan. It's used, but so isn't the car it's going in.
What
difference does it make?
I'll agree. And again, you know, it was nothing that we all didn't do when we were, you know, our first bad weather we drove in and all this stuff, and she was so upset. But again, Uncle Abe, I didn't even think of it. And I said to him, Abe, used, it's really going to look stupid, isn't it? And he says, Joe, you won't know the difference. It came in, he put some of this stuff on it that like shined it up. You got to see this thing. And it saved me, I'm telling you, 2/3 of the money it saved me. And again, but I'm hoping we don't have to worry about anything else on these cars for a few weeks. You know what I mean, John? I'm not going to say that you're Jonah, but I mean.
In a couple of weeks, I'm actually going to take a Wednesday off. You don't know that yet.
I won't say nothing.
So you're good as far as, you know, at least you got that free week for you.
Yeah, free week. All right, hey, this Tesla, did you see this lawsuit out of Tesla? It says that Tesla's being sued by the family of Walter Hang, a software engineer who died when Model X with autopilot engaged and crashed into a highway safety barrier last March. Now, you're a big advocate, not advocate, but you've seen these autopilot things operate. And I know there's some on the seaport that they try out during the summertime last year. I don't like it. What do you say?
Well, first off, the autopilot's never really meant to drive itself, and a lot of people do, and a lot of people take their hands off the wheel and let the car drive itself. And right in the Tesla owner's manual, it will say this is meant to help you; it's not meant to drive by itself. So sometimes what happens is people get a little too, well, if I can do it for 5 minutes, I can do it for 55, 60, 100 minutes and let the car go. Now, whether the car actually took off on its own and this Walter Hang couldn't take over again, you know, that's where the answer is. But really, I think Tesla is bragging a little too much with their autopilot. They're telling everybody how much it can do, but then in the fine print they're saying, well, don't do it because, you know, who knows what could happen. I think what happens is we're seeing some new technology that's going in cars. Right. In fact, I'm going up to Utica, New York tomorrow to moderate, tomorrow night for Friday, to moderate a panel about autonomous vehicles. And I think, you know, I'll be well dead before we really see a car that can truly drive itself in all conditions. I think what we'll see is we'll see some cars that will do some things for us while we're driving. It's from where I am tomorrow night to where I have to go to Utica, New York. It's 275 miles. Would I like to close my eyes and just let the car drive me there and wake up 4 hours later? I'd love to do that, but that ain't going to happen for a long time. So, but I think we are going to see some times where the car can kind of take over. But the problem is, even as good as Tesla is, it can only take over till it can't. And then when it can't, you got to jump in and take over. And as humans, we're not that good at that. We're either pretty good.
Yeah,
our reflexes aren't that good. In fact, the big fear is that the less we do, the longer it'll take for us to do it. And people will say to you, well, airplanes pretty much 80% of the time, an airplane's flying itself. Yeah, but you know, there isn't too many Sully Sullenbergs out there that are ready to land a jet in the East River, you know?
So
for people like us that are going to drive, I think some of this technology, bad rainy weather, maybe it can help us stay safe on the road, but it's going to be a lot of years. And even these cars they're testing, the Newtonomy cars that they're testing over in the seaport, they're very specific. They have a very specific small area.
Yes.
Down at I can't ever remember what it is, something point, down in the old Weymouth Navy base.
Right.
Down there, they have an autonomous shuttle that will pick people up at their condos and drive them to the park and ride.
Right.
It doesn't run that often. They're doing a lot of testing. What really scares me about Tesla is, and they admitted to this last year, we put our cars out in something called shadow mode, which meant that if people engage the autopilot, they were sending information back to Tesla so they could tweak it as they were going along. Before I get in a car that drives itself, I want it to be all tweaked. I don't want it to happen while I'm driving.
I want to tweak myself. I don't want you tweaking me. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. So what do you got this Saturday for us, John?
This Saturday, we're going to be talking to a guy, Richard Renner. He is the technical guy for a company called Car ID. They sell everything under the sun online. So we're going to learn about what's hot for Mother's Day and Father's Day. So car gifts from mom and dad.
I love that. Car gifts from mom and dad. And just remember, take one thing out of this. John Paul knows his stuff about cars, and I don't want to be tweaked. All right. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Talk to you next week, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye.